Eagles fans, and welcome to our Cover 2 segment here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Chris McPherson, joined by Dave Spadaro and Bo Wolf, and we're going to delve into some of the issues facing this 3-4 Eagles team. And the first thing we want to address is the quarterback position. Head coach Andy Reid would not declare a starter following Sunday's loss to the Falcons. Even Michael Vick acknowledged that Andy Reid must be contemplating a decision there. But is quarterback the biggest issue with this football team? I certainly don't think so. Dave, what do you think?
No, I don't think it's the biggest issue with the football team, but it is an issue. And Michael Vick, who I think will start in New Orleans, has to play better football. Of course, the offensive line, to me, is the largest issue. We've been talking about that. Everybody has for the last several weeks. The absence of Jason Peters, of Jason Kelce on Sunday, Dennis Kelly, who played pretty well, gets his first start. You know, when the Eagles were a great team back in the early 2000s, when they went to all those NFC Championship games, one thing that stayed the same week after week was the offensive line. Continuity up front, probably more than talent, is what's so important. The Eagles just have not had that continuity. To me, the offensive line's performance overrides the quarterback.
Yeah, and you know, you look at the last 4 years of this Eagles offense, they scored over 25 points a game. This year, they're down to 17 points a game. That's not good enough. Now, I do think there's an opportunity this Monday night to get back on track for the offense. The Saints are the worst defense in football right now, 32nd overall, 30th against the pass, 32nd against the run. They've only had 3 quarters out of 28 quarters this season in which they've not allowed a point. I think if the Eagles offense can't get it done this week, then maybe we need to start asking some more serious questions.
Well, Bo, we'll stay focused on the offense. The Eagles averaging to 17 points a game for the season. They had 17 points against the Falcons coming out of the bye, where Andy Reid tried to go with a much more ball control conservative approach. Well, now that he's tried that and it hasn't really worked, what else can he do to jumpstart this offense?
That's a good question. I mean, I'd like to see those plays downfield, those explosive plays that we haven't seen over the past few games. I do, once again, think it's an opportunity against the Saints to make that happen. The other thing to note is that guys like LeSean McCoy and DeSean Jackson both have very good track records inside in domes, so I think there's an opportunity maybe to get those explosive plays back.
I think this team, this offense, really needs to just hammer home what they think will work. It's no use ripping apart the scheme and starting anew. I think you have to go back to the basics, as they say, and try to keep working. Try to keep making things happen. Yeah, go down the field if you can, but the offensive line has to perform there. To me, if you can get a lead early in a game, it would make such a difference, relieve so much of the pressure. But I certainly think the Eagles' game plan against the Falcons due more to the weather. They were very conservative in their approach throwing the football. It didn't work too much, but then again, they weren't on the field all that long. Look, Eagles are going to get this thing right offensively, but they've got to do it now. The problem is, how much time do you have? You got to get it right on Monday night against the Saints.
Dave, you mentioned the early lead. The Falcons, very, very tough opening there for Todd Bowles in his debut as a defensive coordinator. Gave up touchdowns on the first 3 drives, scores on the first 6 drives of the game. Now he's going against the Saints offense that is Drew Brees, who's second in the league in passing yards, second in touchdowns. However, the rushing attack, dead last in the National Football League. What can the Eagles defense do to get back track after Bowles' debut? Dave, you can start this one.
Yeah, I think there'll be more kind of familiarity and just a bit of confidence, understanding from the players what Coach Bowles wants to do. Last week, too many moments of indecision and uncertainty and where do I line up and what do I do. Obviously, Todd Bowles wanted to implement some changes, and it just takes longer than a week to implement those changes. This week, it's a challenge going against a veteran quarterback who's seen it all. So the Eagles, and we're going to say this time and time again until they get it right, have to manufacture some pressure. If the Eagles do not pressure Drew Brees, it doesn't matter what they do on the back end, he will pick them apart. So whether it's the 4-man pass rush and hope that they win one-on-one battles or create some blitz schemes, if the Eagles don't get to Drew Brees, it's going to be a very tough night for the Eagles defense.
And Brees is usually so good against the blitz. It's an interesting matchup this week because as opposed to games this year where we've seen the other team have 2 dominant wide receivers, the Saints still throw it to everybody, and we're probably going to see a lot of defensive backs on the field at times. It's going to be interesting to see how they match up with those Saints weapons, including Darren Sproles. I think that's maybe a job for Michael Kendricks. We'll see.
That might be one of the big key matches to watch for the entire game. Now, the Saints are 2-5. The Eagles are 3-4, have the 3-game losing streak. Is this New Orleans team the best team in this situation, prime time, to snap the skid? Bo, you get to finish this one off.
No, I still have a lot of respect for this Saints team. We're talking about a Monday night game in the Superdome. The crowd's going to be into it. It's still a tough task for this Eagles team, but they have to win. I mean, they have to get back to .500 against this Saints team. We talked about the opportunities against the Saints defense. I think the Eagles need to come out with the win, but it's still going to be a very difficult matchup.
It's the best team for the Eagles because it's the next team for the Eagles. It doesn't matter who, what, where, when they play. The Eagles have to win this football game. Mathematically, not a must-win, guys, but as we know with the NFC East schedule coming directly after the Saints, this is a game to get to 4-4 at the midway point, considering everything the Eagles have gone through this first half of the season. It would be a huge win in New Orleans.
Certainly, we know how well Andrew has done in the latter months of the season, but he has to get this team in position, and a great way to start would be on Monday night against the Saints to get to 4-4 for the season. For David Bell, I'm Chris McPherson. That's going to do it for our Cover 2 segment. There'll be more coming up right here on Eagles Nightly.